Christ Your Life, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Even though we die, we live. When a Christian breathes his last, no one dies. No one can die. For Christ has already died in the Christian's place.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon and an Ascension sermon for any size gift before Easter Sunday. Make a secure online donation today. IssueZTC.org. Thanks for your support during the season of Lent.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Wednesday afternoon, April the 13th. In just a few minutes, Wendy Wright, President of Concerned Women for America, will be our guest. We're going to talk to her about the plan to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, Planned Parenthood tells us that they are never miss an opportunity to tell us that they're not all about abortion. But when the issue of taking away their federal funding comes up, then suddenly we discover where the battle lines are drawn. If Planned Parenthood were all and only about abortion, why is it that when we threaten to take away their federal funding, the proponents of abortion on demand are the ones who want to keep that funding, and the opponents of abortion on demand are the ones who want to take it away? The battle lines seem very clear, and especially at a time when we are meeting with all sorts of budget pressures. We're having a hard time in our legislature, the White House, whoever else is involved, of just formulating budgets that are responsible, not only for today, but also for tomorrow. Why is it that we are fighting over something like abortion? Our call-in number live this Wednesday afternoon, April the 13th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. In a few minutes, after we have our conversation with Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America, Terry Mattingly will join us. He writes the weekly On Religion column for Scripps Howard News Service, and he joins us regularly to talk about media coverage of religion. We're going to talk to him about the media coverage of religious freedom in China, not only the religious repression of unregistered house churches and other unregistered churches, but also recently, folk singer Bob Dylan turned, he calls himself a born-again Christian. It's hard to tell what it is he does believe. Recently did a concert in Beijing. And at that concert, he was roundly criticized by American pundits for selling out. We'll find out whether he really did, especially on the issue of religious freedom. Terry Mattingly will join us. Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America and a regular guest. Wendy, welcome back.
Thank you. So glad to be on to talk about this.
Where do we stand now with regard to progress in defunding Planned Parenthood?
Well, I'll say that I'm encouraged that we've gotten this far to have a vote of 240 in the House of Representatives. I wouldn't have imagined we'd be able to have that much support. And it really is important. This is the right time to be defunding Planned Parenthood. As everyone in our country knows, we are facing a fiscal crisis, and it makes no sense to spend taxpayer dollars on a wealthy and corrupt organization like Planned Parenthood.
How important have the recent scandals, those kind of internet exposés that many have seen of various branches of Planned Parenthood, how important have those been in swaying opinion in Washington, D.C. on whether or not Planned Parenthood should be federally funded?
Well, they are critical because they help to expose that Planned Parenthood is really not interested about protecting women or helping women's or promoting women's health. It's really about making a buck, and that they will even go so far as to partner with sex traffickers, traffickers of girls, in order to get another abortion. So it was critical in helping to pull the mask off of Planned Parenthood and show the true nature of that organization.
The response of the proponents of federal funding for Planned Parenthood will say Planned Parenthood isn't only about abortion. Abortion is just kind of something it does, not really the central thing. It's really about general health care for women. Your response?
Yes, I was just on a TV show last week in which they claimed that only 3% of Planned Parenthood services are abortion, and I had to correct them. That's how they finagle the numbers. Planned Parenthood brought in about 1.1 $1 billion their last year. A third of that, a third of that budget, the revenue, came from abortions. And when they say that it's only 3% of the services, it's because of how they count up the services. Say a woman comes into an abortion clinic, she gets a pregnancy test, she gets so-called counseling, which is really to refer her to an abortion. She gets a test for sexually transmitted diseases, she gets birth control, and she gets an abortion. They would count each one of those things as a separate service, even though it was really all about abortion. So you have to be very skeptical of any of the numbers that Planned Parenthood puts out. And here's a really objective source to look for their numbers. Look at their IRS form that they file every year, the 990 form, and you can see their revenue, $1.1 billion. The salary to their president, along with benefits, was over $385,000, and she's only one of many executives that gets a high salary. There's just no reason why our tax dollars should be going to that organization.
What I understand is, with the recent vote, the Senate will eventually have to go on record, vote for vote, as to whether or not they think funding Planned Parenthood at the federal level is something that we should continue to do in a time of budget crisis. Why is it important that the Senate finally be put on record here?
Yes, it's critically important. Now, we all expect that we'll probably lose the vote in the Senate, but it's getting them on record that's important for the 2012 elections. There are, I think, 23 Senate seats that are up in 2012, and it's important for their constituents to know that whether or not their senators partner with a corrupt organization and have absolutely no concern about the massive fiscal crisis our country faces. And then there are some people that say, oh, $363 million in government funding is a pittance in comparison to how much our government spends. But this really is also a test of senators as to how serious they are about cutting spending. Because if they can't cut this, spending to a corrupt, wealthy organization, then they are just not serious about the fiscal crisis our country's facing.
What about the president? Why is he so reluctant to part with what is, I mean, in the grand scope of a federal budget, $353 million isn't really very much. It's a lot of money, but in comparison, it isn't. Why is he so hesitant to part with it?
Yeah. Everyone's scratching their heads over it. As the reports have leaked out about the negotiations last week with the president, and when the issue of defunding Planned Parenthood came up, he said, no, he put his foot down. He said, absolutely not. That is one thing that this president is not willing to part from, and that's his allegiance and alliance to the abortion industry. In fact, he was willing to shut down the federal government in order, if he didn't get his way, of funding Planned Parenthood. And I think it's because there's a cycle of funding that goes on. Planned Parenthood gets lots of our tax dollars. They turn around, and they spent nearly $1 million in the last several election cycles to get in candidates who have their allegiance to Planned Parenthood. Then when those candidates are in office, they vote to spend our tax dollars to go to groups like Planned Parenthood. So it's an investment for Planned Parenthood to spend on these campaigns so that they can then get multi-millions of dollars more back in our tax dollars.
So that sounds like the ultimate vicious cycle, using federal money ultimately somehow or another helping to keep federal money flowing to Planned Parenthood.
It's like a kickback, but using our money. So it really is quite outrageous. And when you add on to that how corrupt Planned Parenthood is, you mentioned about these undercover sting videos that showed how Planned Parenthood is partnering with these sexual abusers. But on top of that, there are several Planned Parenthood clinics that have been guilty of overcharging the government. And so that means even more of our tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood. There are two lawsuits in Ohio against the Planned Parenthood because minor girls who were being statutorily raped, in one case it was a father, and when the girl told the clinic workers that it was an adult man who had gotten them pregnant, instead of reporting it like they are required to do by law, Planned Parenthood instead did the abortions and allowed the abuse to continue. In the case of the girl with incest, it continued for another 18 months. So this, I, and just say it again because it's so important for people to understand. This is not an organization that is primarily concerned about women's health. It's a corrupt organization that looks to its bottom line, even if that means partnering with criminals.
Finally, then, with only a minute, make the case for us. Why should federal funding be withdrawn from Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in the United States. And while they say that our tax dollars can't pay directly for the abortion, our tax dollars pay for the salaries of the abortionists, pays for their insurance, pays for the overhead. It pays for everything that makes it possible for Planned Parenthood to do those abortions. So from a moral aspect, there's no reason why our tax dollars, why we should be forced as citizens to be complicit in the 360-some thousand abortions that Planned Parenthood commits each year. So from a moral standpoint and from a fiscal standpoint, it makes no sense to be spending our government dollars on this corrupt organization.
Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America. We'll post a link to Concerned Women for America at issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen on Demand page. Wendy, thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
When we come back, Terry Mattingly is going to join us. Recently, Bob Dylan, you know Bob Dylan. He's not a guy who keeps his mouth shut. He's not a guy who keeps his thoughts to himself. Famous war protester, famous protester from the 60s. Keeps his career going for a long time. He's a rather talented musician and commentator on things political and, more lately, religious as well. Well, he gave a concert in Beijing, China, and he was roundly criticized as a sellout because he didn't sing some of his famous war protest songs. He was accused of selling out and kind of saying nothing in the face of the oppression that China regularly meets out to its citizens. But did he? And was he silent, especially on the issue of religious freedom in China? We'll find out with Terry Mattingly after this.
Hi, this is Kate in Japan, and I'm commenting on the program you had about the Unification Church.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
The most important point is to say I love your show and thank you for doing what you do. Bye from Japan.
Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. worldwide. Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
Christ Your Life, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Even though we die, we live. When a Christian breathes his last, no one dies. No one can die. For Christ has already died in the Christian's place.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon and an Ascension sermon for any size gift before Easter Sunday. Make a secure online donation today. IssuesETC.org. Thanks for your support during the season of Lent.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Poisoning political discourse.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Pro-life Americans have been hailing the U.S. House of Representatives in the wake of its defunding of Planned Parenthood. However, a few individuals have said some not so nice things. Various Planned Parenthood leaders have called the actions of the House extreme and dangerous. Joy Behar of The View discussed the topic on her own show, which appears on the Headline News Network. She said of the members of the House that, quote, besides being evil and immoral and unethical, they're also stupid. Apparently, Mrs. Behar did not hear President Obama's call for civil political discourse.
Are you pro-life? Then visit our website at sba-list.org and discover how you can make a difference. I'm Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. Thanks for taking a stand.